point out, when we're talking about the underlying, what's really available to hedge? And you have to understand that the way the FASB looks at this, especially in terms of anticipated debt issuance, is cash flows of the entire asset or liability, as well as the market interest rate. The importance of that is that you can't just hedge a selected portion of the risk or a selected portion of the underlying. You have to look at the cash flows for the entire asset or the entire liability, as well as the market rates. You just can't hedge the risk-free rate associated with an underlying. You have to hedge the entire portion. The real issue where that comes into play are the instruments that are offered up by the commercial banks and investment banks that don't allow you to cover other factors that's built into spreads, because obviously you can't issue your debt at the risk-free rate. Sure, all of you would like to. You can't. So you're going to have a mismatch between the hedging instruments that are available by the street today and the actual underlying exposure that you have.